Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Todd Rokita is in our studio now, the Republican congressman from Indiana's 4th District. Congressman, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. Great to be with you.
You and I are meeting in person for the first time. You just waltzed in. I appreciate you making it here.
Yeah, you bet.
You sorry you walked into this conversation?
I was trying to figure it all out.
Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, thank you.
Where's the 4th? Where are you?
Well, interestingly enough, I'm closer to the loop into Cook County than all but two Illinois Republicans. So my district goes all the way almost to the northwest corner of Indiana and then goes south and east from there. So it's the biggest district in the state. And then I used to be Indiana Secretary of State for a while. So
ran for governor too, right?
That was a special deal. That was a 22 voter kind of situation. So I'm very happy to support our current governor. That was one of those situations where Mike Pence was put on the ticket, the presidential ticket, and he was also running for election. So they had to have a candidate. It was literally the state party central committee in Indiana, 22 people that picked.
So some of the issues then that are relevant to us in Chicago are relevant to you as a Northwest Indiana
Absolutely.
Guy.
Well, I mean, I'm from Munster originally. So growing up, I thought Jim Thompson was my governor because of I thought WGN-TV, sorry.
I got
radio,
news for you. Jim Thompson thought he was your governor, too.
There's a lot of connectivity.
So I wikied you. Here's the poop on you. It says that you were the legal counsel for 7 Florida counties during the recount for the George W. Bush presidential campaign.
Yeah, that's how I got into politics.
No kidding. You were an attorney at the time?
Yeah, and went down to Florida, recounted for the president.
You picked up, went from Indiana to Florida to say, I'm going to help George Bush beat Al Gore in Florida.
Correct. Well, I was actually a recount attorney from Indiana. So I had that experience. So I went down there and made sure the Chads didn't get out of hand, that kind of thing. Remember that dirty word?
Oh, sure I do. Then 2 terms as Secretary of State in Indiana, 2002 to 2010. Vice Chairman now of the United States House Committee on the Budget.
Yes, sir.
You were, it says here, under environment, you do not accept the scientific consensus that human activity is the driving factor of climate change. And at a town hall meeting in 2013, you said the idea that climate change was caused by human activity is arrogant. Is that true? And have you changed your views on climate change?
Oh, no, I haven't. I mean, I agree that 97% of scientists polled have an opinion about climate change, and it's their personal opinion, but that doesn't mean there's 97% scientific consensus that humans have any significant thing to do with it. Now, the climate does change. I'm not saying that, and it's been changing for thousands and millions of years, and it is an arrogant thing to say that humans are in control of climate change right now.
Are they altering it? I mean, maybe they don't control it, but I mean, do you think that we're making it worse?
Well, I don't know that there's any. I haven't seen the scientific paper that supports that.
I'm a proud I'm proud of my A rating from the NRA.
Yep.
You got that? You support repealing Obamacare. We're just getting to know you here real quick.
Well, do it quick because I only have 5 months left in office.
You're running for re-election.
No. See, you're missing that. It wasn't the governor's race. I lost my Senate primary in Indiana. So in Indiana, and I think it's true in Illinois too, coming back on my chief election officer role here, but I think you can't run. Well, in Indiana you can't, but I think in Illinois too, you can't be on the ballot for two things. So when you go for one office, you have to give up the other. Yeah.
Wow. Well, then, what was the calculation on your part in that case? I mean, did you think,
I ran
maybe
as a pro-Trump candidate.
I understand that, but maybe the thought was, I'll lose, and then I'll lose my seat, but that's okay because I've got other plans. I'm going to go back to private practice anyway.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think anything about that, so we're going to figure all that out here in a few months.
What do you think, and you're a person who obviously knows a little bit about election law, Secretary of State, an attorney, and a member of Congress, right? So what do you think of the cooperation between the White House and the Mueller team? Should the president testify, and can he be forced to testify? What's your thought about all that?
Well, I think the president has, first of all, he has the right and actually has the constitutional duty to question his staff, the people that he appointed. So I don't see any problems there with what he talked to Comey about or didn't talk to him. I mean, that's his prerogative. That's why we elect leaders to run agencies. So there's that. I don't think that it's ever been tested at the Supreme Court level. Let's say that Mueller issues a subpoena ultimately. to testify
right.
in this probe. I don't think that issue's been tested at the Supreme Court, so maybe this will be a case of first impression. I know Bill Clinton was threatened with that and then ultimately agreed, and that ultimately led to his downfall.
Richard Nixon was subpoenaed, though.
It was over documents, right? Is that the difference?
That is the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So it matters what and how and who. Yeah. There are details.
But here's the thing. Think of it this way. What, 13 of the 20 or some number like that of the 20 prosecutors in this Mueller witch hunt, and that's my word. I share that word.
You like that word.
I love that word because that's what it is. It's a witch hunt. After a year and a half... That's what? What are you laughing at?
My producer's making a painful face. It looks like he's has like hemorrhoids
just,
right now.
Like I just ripped open the can of whoop ass.
Well, I think that what is happening right now would be better if we didn't call it witch hunt. But
I was listening earlier. That's why.
Go ahead.
So, you know, the point of the matter. Why would you sit? If you're an attorney for a client, why would you sit that client down in front of 13 people that donated to your opponent's campaign? That are registered Democrats. I mean, there's
well,
something.
What if
the point being, that Mueller should not have let those people in the investigation in the first place.
So okay. Are you arguing that Robert Mueller's a partisan?
By the way, that's
voices coming.
I'm sorry, no, Congressman. Behind you is a TV set, and the guy in the top in the middle is our newsman, Steve Bertrand, and he's joining us.
I like to ask questions, but I'm afraid to be in the same room.
But, that's why we call him off-air talent.
But he's on air. Watch this.
Look, Mueller is appointed by Republican presidents, right? Are you calling him a partisan Democrat?
Mueller's a Republican. Rosenstein's a Republican.
You can call him whatever you want to call him.
No, but you just did. You just called him.
No, I didn't.
I think you did. No,
well, you were. Watch this. The president has been saying that the Mueller team is a bunch of Democrats, the angry Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps counting the numbers. He's up to 18 now.
Mm-hmm.
But the FBI is largely Republican.
How do you know that?
Because I read it on an internet site.
Yeah.
Mueller is a Republican. Rosenstein was appointed by a Republican.
Just because you're appointed by a Republican doesn't make you of one party or the other.
Just because you donated to somebody doesn't mean somebody does not compromise your integrity.
When you hold the public trust like that, when you're in charge of investigating like you are, I used to do this kind of work. When I was Indiana Secretary of State, I was the white-collar criminal policeman. We had investigations all the time, and we took extra pains to make sure when we were interviewing and we were hiring that there wasn't partisan overlap or any kind of partisan bend to the people that we hired for that very reason. So, no, professionalism does dictate, Mr. Producer. I can't see you. You're behind me. You know, that you do take steps, especially in something that would be as high profile as this Mueller witch hunt has become,
so you would
to
be
make
happy.
Sure that you
so
don't have partisans investigating a partisan issue.
Can I then just go back? Because I said you said they were partisan, but your implication there was that Robert Mueller donated to the Democrats' campaign, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, at least 13 people on his team that have. That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the question that I think matters the most right now: should the president,
and therefore it's discredited this whole investigation
to you? So should the president testify before the Mueller investigation? What do you think the answer to that is?
Given the situation, given the fact that there are partisans on this thing, that there are registered, not only registered Democrats, but people have donated to your opponent.
Yes or no?
I think the president's lawyers are right. Now, I don't know what the final negotiation is, so maybe there's some kind of negotiated outcome to it. Maybe that's fine. So I'm not commenting on that.
I don't understand why Mueller is so hesitant to subpoena the president. Maybe because that would fail. I know that it doesn't look good, and maybe that seems heavy-handed. But I think the circumstances warrant it. How can you have this investigation?
What circumstance? This is the whole reason for my resolution, which is why I want to come on here, right? I have the Mueller resolution that says put up or shut up. Come in and divulge the evidence you have of any kind of the president's involvement in Russian collusion,
yeah.
or be done, because it's gone on for a year and a half.
Tell me the exact details of that resolution.
That's it. It's pretty simple.
After this. Yeah. We'll pick it up here in a minute. This is WGN, and in our studio is our new friend from the 4th Congressional District of Indiana. we have not met Todd Rokita before, but there he is, the Republican from the 4th.
Absolutely.
And let's finish this conversation in a minute. In our studio, Todd Rokita is the Republican congressman from Northwest Indiana. He's, in that sense, a metropolitan Chicago guy. He's been the congressman there since 2011.
Yeah, came in with the new crew that deposed Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. We were talking about whether or not Mueller, the president should testify or be forced to testify before the Mueller investigation. And you have a resolution that says what again?
It says, hey, in 30 days.
But it doesn't say, hey.
It says, look, in 30 days, produce evidence of what you were chartered to find out. And that is, was there collusion between the president or his campaign and the Russians?
What's the rush?
Because it's gone on for a year and a half, and it's distracting to the country, and it's distracting to the work of the
people. I'm able to do my job every day. It's distracting to the president. Yeah, but I don't know a plumber, a welder, or a school teacher.
It's also fundamentally unfair to have an investigation go on. And now, there have been indictments.
To go on this long.
Yeah.
So how long is...
And there have been indictments. To be fair, there have been indictments, but they have nothing to do with the chartered call, which was to find out if there was any collusion.
Well, so, you know, isn't that interesting, though? I mean, we all know how protracted and complicated this thing has been. And all of the other news that have turned up, quite. And now...
I mean, the things that have complicated are Strzok and Comey, Strzok's mistress, and his obvious FBI bias
that has tarnished
the whole institution.
How long is it typical?
Now we're back with the off-air talent.
Well, he's just out of your view. But listen,
if you can hear me, I'm on air.
Yeah.
What's the typical investigation run? I mean, I know Ken Starr certainly ran longer than this one. I don't know about the others. Do you know what the average is?
I can tell you I did a very high-profile investigation in the state of Indiana when I was the chief financial white-collar criminal investigator there as Secretary of State. And it had to do with the governor. You know, so no, I'm not equating the two, but I'm giving you some example. And we spent... under $1 million, we looked at more pieces of paper than the 9/11 commission did. And we got it done in, I believe, 6 to 8 months.
Okay, but I asked you what a typical special prosecutor, federal special prosecutor would be. And I don't know the answer to it, but I think it's longer than a year or a year and a half.
Oh, I don't think that's right at all.
Okay.
I don't. Especially if you're not finding anything.
Well, that's
funny. Found a lot.
How do you know?
Hold on. Not resulting in anything to do with collusion between the president, the president's campaign, and Russia.
Are you privy to what Mueller has? Do you know what he has in front of him right now?
I've been in a couple classified briefings, but no, I haven't. I don't know exactly what he has.
So how do you know?
But that's the purpose of the resolution. Put up or shut up. Say something to get this country focused to bring justice, because that's what you're supposed to do here. A witch hunt lingers on. A professional investigation that seeks the truth and just what the facts are doesn't linger on. And this is in the lingering on category.
Congressman,
sure.
What would have happened to your investigation of Mitch Daniels if halfway through they had told you to present your evidence?
Well, first of all, halfway through would have been a couple months in.
Okay.
What would have happened?
We would have continued on until we found the truth, right?
Oh, okay.
But the fact is, we found the truth, and then we reported it out because that's what the public expects.
Do you want Mueller to show his cards, or do you want him to end the investigation?
No, the resolution calls for showing your cards. Show us what you have that's leading somewhere and is justified in going on and bringing it to, or stop it.
I would subpoena the president and force him to testify. It's not clear whether or not that can happen. In an article I read this morning, they asked a half a dozen experts, constitutional experts, blah, 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 and there's no consensus on can they do that or should they do that. So we'll wait and see.
Hey, John, it's good to be with you.
I appreciate you coming into our studio. We'll follow the status of your, whatchamacallit, your thing that begins, hey?
The Mueller resolution.
Yeah, so is that getting voted on, or what's happening with that?
Oh, we're gathering co-sponsors now, so which brings me to your airwaves. Call your representatives and say you want justice and fairness, and you want this thing to either produce evidence, show us what you got, or to come to an end so the country can get on with its business.
Or I guess you could call them and tell them to take their sweet time and get it right.
If you can't get things right in a year and a half, then you have other problems, like incredible bias in your investigators.
From Indiana's 4th, Todd Rokita. Thanks for coming into our studio.
Yeah, you bet.